Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship as we celebrate the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. It's lovely to have you with us, and I hope that you've all are all well and have all had a good week. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father, giving thanks for the conversion of St. Paul, who in dramatic fashion encounters the living Christ and goes from being Saul, the persecutor of Christians, to becoming Paul, the apostle, to the Gentiles. We give thanks for his life and witness as an apostle of Christ and pray that in our own time we may follow his example in living our lives as faithful disciples of Christ. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, mighty God and Prince of Peace, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Word made flesh and splendour of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Almighty God, who caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world through the preaching of your servant Saint Paul, grant that we who celebrate his wonderful conversion may follow him in bearing witness to your truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In response to Psalm 67, Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be shown upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He asked, Who are you, Lord? The reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, because they heard the voice, but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus called Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." All who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem among those who invoked this name? And has he not come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests?" Saul became increasingly more powerful and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Messiah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Open our hearts, O Lord, to receive the words of your Son. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And anyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Jesus ends this week's gospel reading with the words, "Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." These words can help us as we reflect and celebrate the conversion of St. Paul. The conversion of St. Paul is related in dramatic fashion for us in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul was born in Tarsus and raised as a Pharisee. Known then as Saul, he had been an enthusiastic persecutor of the early church. He was present at the stoning of Stephen and approved of his being killed. In our second reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we now see Saul on a mission to cleanse the synagogues of Damascus of Christians. When Jesus revealed himself to Saul, asking him, "Why are you persecuting me?" Temporarily blinded by the glory of the light that filled the skies, Saul was taken to Damascus to recover, where he encountered a Christian called Ananias, who was sent by Jesus to restore Saul's sight in his name. The whole episode changed Saul's life completely. His name was changed to Paul, and he became the apostle to the Gentiles and one of the most enthusiastic and loyal of disciples of Christ. Saul, the persecutor of Christians, who might have been considered among the least and last of people, became one of the first and foremost among the heroes of the early church. The conversion of St. Paul shows us how the love of God extends to all people, and that no one is beyond his call to work with him in proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. For we are all loved by him, and he longs to draw us all into his eternal family. And so let us, as we reflect on the conversion of St. Paul, pray that we may follow in his footsteps and live our lives as faithful disciples of our Lord and Saviour. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area, that following the example of St. Paul, the Church may faithfully work with Christ to proclaim the saving love of God to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, for those suffering through famine or drought. May there be peace where there is conflict, and hope where there is despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Open our eyes and hearts to your love, as you open the eyes and heart of St. Paul, so that Christ may make his home in our hearts, and that through us the light of his love may shine in our community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of St. Paul and all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, may your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, shine with the radiance of his glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. For he is alive and reigns, now and forever. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellie Gaer, for our service of home worship this morning. Really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful, and happy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship as we celebrate the feast of Candlemas, the presentation of the Lord in the temple. Lord be with you. God give you grace to follow his saints in faith, hope, and love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
He left his father.